Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday, the 15th of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this report. And of course, as always, if you're listening to this report for free, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up, of course, at marcustoday.com.au, and that includes our wonderful daily newsletter with lots and lots of money-making ideas, strategic portfolios, model portfolios, small-cap portfolios, plenty of education as well, together with a members' exclusive podcast and access to our wonderful Facebook discussion group as well. Members helping members, very much the motto there. All right, well, let's go to the scores on the doors. Enough of the jibber jabber. We have the ASX 200 closing down 35.6 points, or 0.46%, 77.52.5. We opened at 7,786. We had a high of 77.88.9. and a low of 77.35.2. So off our lows, we have got currently Dow futures and Nasdaq futures showing pretty good gains, with Dow futures up 135 and Nasdaq up around 73 points. So pointing to a better open in the US. All right, though, it's pretty much across the board easier today, a smattering of negativity across the board. The banks taking the brunt of it, down to $203.73 on the big bank basket, down 0.8. CBA, the worst of the bunch, down 1.4%. Insurers also ease back. QBE and Suncorp down around 1.2%. IAG down 0.8. Macquarie down 0.8. GQG, a little bit of profit taking there, down 4.2%. We also saw those REITs, the little REIT petites, easing back. Goodman Group down 0.8. Centre Group down 1.3% as well. Industrials, there was a tinge of negativity pretty much everywhere. We had CSL down 1.1, ResMed down 1.4, Telstra down 1.3, Tech eased, WiseTech down 1.2, and Zero down 1.7, with the All Tech Index at the end of the day closing down 1.4%. for the day. So not a great day for industrials, not a great day for techs, interest rate stocks, a little bit on the nose. The likes of Transurban down 0.8%, Qantas down 1.9%, retailers eased as well. In resource land, well, it was a little bit of a mixed picture. BHP up 0.6%, Rio up 3.6%, a big rise from Rio today. Certainly some of the commodities they play in doing well, but of course BHP plays in pretty much the same commodities as well, although Rio does seem to be getting a lot more kudos from the broking community at the moment. Up 3.6, as I say, BHP lagging behind, as was Fortescue, which was pretty much unchanged. Gold miners, despite the fact the gold price is still hitting record highs, not a good day to be in the gold stocks. Evolution down 1.3, Northern Star down 0.5, NEM, and that's Newmont, down 0.5 as well. Some of the bigger losers, we had Genesis down 4.5%, and Gold Road on some potential acquisitions down 6.6% there. Lithium stocks also under pressure. Mineral Resources 1% easier. Pilbara 3.7%. Liontown roaring down, not up, 2.7% down. But we did see some good buying in some of the aluminium and nickel stocks. Nickel Industries up 4.1%. South 32, a screamer today, are doing very well, up 4.6%. Oil and gas moderately higher. Woodside up 0.4%. Santos up 0.9%. Coal stocks a smidge better as well. In corporate news today, not an awful lot. Tito Minerals, which has a gold project in the Côte d'Ivoire, had an increased offer there from the Chinese group. That offer was 68 cents. They closed up a massive 1.4% on the back of that. NextDC came back onto trade after raising a hell of a lot of money at $15.40. They fell 3.9% there. No economic news today to talk about. Asian markets, we did see a little bit of a mixed bag yet again. And let's run through them. Japan, at the moment, down 0.7%. Hong Kong down 0.7%. China up 1.7%. So there we go. 10-year yields are at the moment, as we head into the close, we've got 10-year yields here, 4.25% there. All right, let's look at the winners for Grinners today, and let's run through them. And there were some good winners today. Drone Shield presentation, some results, and of course what happened in Israel over the weekend can't have hurt their cause. Up 11.1% today, 17 million shares traded today. AWC, which is Alcoa, up 6% today, 17 million shares there as well. South 32, 4.6% higher, as well as Mader Group, MAD, 520,000 shares traded, but they were 4.2% higher. Nickel Industries, 4.1% higher, 8 million shares. And Jupiter Mines, JMS, manganese in South Africa, up 3.9%, 8 million shares traded there. In the losers corner, let's have a look. Predictive Discovery, down 12%. Well, no one could have predicted that one. Down on 7 million shares. Chalice, well, it was the poisoned chalice today, not the brew that is true. Down 9.4% on 8 million shares, backing and filling that recent big rise they've had. Novonix, down 7.1% in the battery tech space. 3 million shares traded. Gold Road, GOR, 6.6% lower, 11 million shares. Wildcat, well, it was certainly not a wildcat today, down 6.1%, 6 million shares. And BrainChip, having a brain fade, down 5.8% on 8 million shares there. As far as positive sectors go today, well, we did have the iron ore sector was positive, mainly because of Rio. Her name is Rio, 3.6% higher, BHP up 0.6%. So that was okay. Oil and gas slightly firmer on the back of the bullion, the crude price, and coal stocks a little bit better as well. The negative sectors were the banks, insurers, lithium, gold, technology. That big bank basket down to $203.73, down 0.8%. The all tech index down 1.4% currently. Gold in Aussie dollar terms, 36.32, 3,600. And 32 Aussie dollars an ounce. Bitcoin tumbling away, 65,540, only three odd days until the halving. 10-year yields 4.25% at the moment, so pretty steady at those elevated levels. And the Aussie dollar 64.89, and we've done the Japanese, Chinese and Hong Kong markets, as well as Dow futures, which are currently up 0.4%, and Nasdaq futures up as well. Let's go 89 points for Nasdaq. Dow futures up 153 points. In the movers and shakers today, those we haven't talked about. CTM up 8.7%, better volume there. Ioneer, they were up 18% today. Rhyolite Ridge heading towards construction. Talga as well, they had their feed study out at Vitangi for the anode project there, up 6.1%. We also saw Calix down 8.1% today on a change of director's interest. Star Entertainment, well, there's nothing entertaining about that. The commencement of hearings kicked off today, 4% down. Mesoblast down 3.5%. And speculative stock of the day, Piedmont Lithium, PLL, the stock code there. That one was up 39%, 21 million shares traded. In company news, a little more detail, Ampol. Well, the Australian newspaper reported Ampol may be interested in EG Group's Australian service station. NextDC raised $937 million at 1540. Gold Road has responded to media speculation and confirms its participation in the sale process conducted by Orion Resource for Greenstone gold mines in Canada. We also saw a Drone Shield. A quarterly update, earnings of 16.4 million, up 10 times versus the first quarter of 23. Market outlook for counter drone system is at negligible saturation point. In other words, they've got a total addressable market, the TAM, a big one. EM Solutions from Electro Optics secured $19 million of new orders, diversifying the earnings base. And that is about it as far as company news goes. In economic news, and other headlines today, aluminium and nickel expected a surge on the LME as traders respond to the new US and UK sanctions. Biden has urged restraint from Israel after the Iranian drone and missile attack. And a report by the Global Energy Monitor found that net coal capacity grew by 48.4 gigawatts in 2023. And Goldman Sachs, this is the big one, reports before hours. Market expects earnings per share of $8.53 and revenue of $12.92 billion. The Iranian currency has plunged to its record low against the dollar. And Olaf Scholz, the Chancellor in Germany, has arrived in the southwest city of Chongqing on Sunday. This will be his second visit as Chancellor. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We'll, of course, be back again tomorrow. And as I said earlier, if you're listening to this Marcus Today podcast and you like what you hear, you can always sign up for a 2-week free trial at marcustoday.com.au. Thanks a lot and have a great evening.